Newfoundlanders and Labradorians are heading to the polls on Saturday, February 13th. After weeks of speculation, the lieutenant governor has dissolved the legislature. The candidates have officially launched their campaigns. Liberal leader Andrew Furey made the call at Confederation Building on Friday evening. Here's some of what he had to say.
I am ready. The Liberal Party of Newfoundland and Labrador is ready for the real challenge ahead. This election will be about your choice on leadership, who you want to lead the province through the pandemic, who you want to lead through the economic challenge, who you want to sit at the table with the federal Liberal government to strike a new deal. I just visited with the Chief Justice, and she accepted my request to dissolve the House of Assembly for an election across Newfoundland and Labrador on Saturday, February 13th. I know there's been more buzz about an election as of late, and though one has to be called, I truly struggled with this decision. I know safe elections have taken place during the pandemic, but I also know that this is an uncertain and anxious time. With our COVID numbers so low, and after consulting with Dr. Hagee and public health officials, I concluded that the best and safest time is now. The people of this province deserve and desire a stable government with a mandate to work towards securing our collective future. My friends, no other time in our history has any generation of Newfoundlanders and Labradorians faced such a challenge. There is no precedent except the one we will set together. In the shadow of the pandemic or the global economic crisis, there is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity here. An opportunity to redefine who we are as a province for decades to come, to redirect our economic path in ways we never thought possible, and to reinvigorate the people of our province to expect better from their government and work with us to achieve it. Make no mistake, this is an opportunity to transform Newfoundland and Labrador. The only question is, given all we've been through in the last year, given the grim financial outlook that we've heard again and again, are we up for the challenge? Well, yes. Yes, we are. I'm up to the challenge.
Furey says now is the best and safest time to hold an election, which will look remarkably different from previous elections. VOCM's Brian Medore was alongside me as the writ was dropped at Confederation Building Friday evening. Brian, a winter election amid a pandemic. When was the last time Newfoundlanders and Labradorians went to the polls in the winter?
Yeah, Tobin did it in 1999. No ill effects from his campaign. Returned with a solid majority, and I mean solid. Back then, though, I don't know if you had the same issues. For example, access persons with disabilities, that has become a real big issue. You see, every time there's a debate about sidewalk snow clearing, for example, in the metro region, you hear about that. So perhaps that will play into a little bit more of a factor than it would have back in 1999.
Now, the election call itself was rather anticlimactic in comparison to a normal rah-rah election call at Confederation Building. How will the election look at different itself look different this year? I'd imagine it'll be much the same, rather anticlimactic for the most part.
Yeah, we were there Friday evening. Normally, it's, you know, the, as you say, all the politicians are there, the supporters, the buses out there. It's like, you know, hop on the bus, Gus, as quick as you can kind of thing. Not this time. No bus out there. No rah-rah. Just the premier and his family walking down the marble stairs into the foyer and announcing the election, which we all knew was coming. So itself, it is going to look a lot different this time. You're just not going to have all of those big rallies. Yes, there will be, you know, some meet and greet maybe, and a little bit of hosting here and coffee houses, if you will, but just going to be totally different this time.
Yeah, and we know only the Liberals will have a tour bus this year, which only Furey and a limited number of people will actually travel on. There will be no media on board. And again, we are going to the polls on Saturday, February 13th. The advance polls go Saturday, February 6th. The polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The deadline for candidate nominations is Saturday, January 23rd at 2 p.m. Now let's hear what PC leader Chess Crosby had to say as he launched his campaign at the Fortis Building. VOCM's Richard Duggan was there.
You know, we offered the premier a fixed date next October when the pandemic would be more securely put away and when the weather would be more conducive to people getting out and voting. And, you know, I've been on the doors in my own district in the last couple of weeks, and I continually get back from people. You know, people are dubious about having, even though we have a low case count, having an election in the middle of a pandemic. So it's not going to please everyone. And the other thing is, unfortunately, it may tend to suppress voter turnout because of the weather being so bad and because of COVID. The leadership that the PCs and myself are offering to the people of Newfoundland and Labrador is the leadership that they need at this point in time if we're to have a future, never mind a prosperous future. So I hope that people take to heart that this election is possibly the most important vote we've seen since 1948 when we joined Confederation, because the future is at our feet, one of prosperity, one of growth, one of jobs, one of getting back to work, or a secret plan for cuts, a secret plan for removing limbs. Whose limb will be removed? Is it limbs in rural Newfoundland? Is it the limbs of the vulnerable? Is it the limbs of frontline workers? Tell us, Mr. Fiore, where are the amputations going to occur? The much ballyhooed and celebrated Dame Moya Greene's report, which is supposed to contain, you know, the plan for our future, won't be up for debate during the election. And I'm continually getting people, for example, on town councils and mayors, and they're shaking their heads and saying, this isn't right. We should know what's in the Green Report. The election should be taking place after that report is known, what that report is recommending by way of cuts and everything else it might recommend. But that isn't happening, is it? And a lot of people are going to be very disappointed and very disgruntled about that. And that will affect how people vote.
That was PC leader Chess Crosby launching his campaign on Friday evening. Brian, we know the PCs announced yesterday that they officially have a full slate of candidates, with candidates set in all 40 districts. We expect the Liberals to have the same by day's end. The NDP is still a number of seats away from that full slate, but NDP leader Alison Coffin did tell me a couple weeks ago that they do fully expect to have candidates in all 40 slates. There are a number of good races shaping up.
There are, and one of the big questions in this election, though, is going to be, are we going to have a majority after the vote? I don't know. You have two sitting independents. There's actually three running. You have, let's say, in the NDP, you have three NDP members. So let's just say that's five, six seats, maybe, non-PC, non-Liberal. I don't know if the margin is going to be that six, at that six level, to confirm a majority. I'm not sure if we're going to reach that or not. That'll be a big question. See if there is going to be a majority government one way or the other.
And Brian, just looking at a few of these races just early here, in the Mount Sio district, we have Sarah Studley. She is the current sitting cabinet minister. Damien Follett running for the PCs. We have Sheila O'Leary, the current deputy mayor here in the city of St. John's, running for the NDP. And then Andrea Newberry of the Newfoundland and Labrador Alliance. And looking at St. John's Centre, we have Gemma Hickey up against Robin LeGros for the PCs, and then, of course, the incumbent Jim Dinn there for the NDP. And then if you look really close by again, John Abbott, who took on Premier Andrew Fury in the Liberal leadership race. He will be taking on NDP leader Alison Coffin in that district, so that's one to watch as well. Mm-hmm. But then again, in St. John's West, three women running. Siobhan Cody, of course, Deputy Premier and the Finance Minister, Christina Ennis for the PCs, and Brenda Walsh for the NDP. So there is lots to look forward to as we do near Election Day. Now, NDP leader Alison Coffin, she joined VOCM's Linda Swain and Carrie Hodder on air shortly after the election call. Here's some of what she had to say.
To really be concerned about the fact that the Premier just said, well, this is the safest time to go, but we know that the vaccine is rolling out in the spring. So wouldn't that be a safer time to go when the risk is a little bit lower? So I'm a bit concerned about that. The fact that last year this time we had Snowmageddon, and you know, if we have anything like that around election time, it means people are not going to have the opportunity to vote in quite the same way. So that's quite concerning as well. And also, we still haven't seen that Green Report. That Green Report is going to define our province for a very long time to come. And the Premier wants to call an election before we even get a glimpse of what might be in it. I really don't think that's fair to the electorate. We expect that there's likely going to be cuts to the public service. I imagine that there's rumors that they're probably going to cut ferry services. I know that the Minister of Health has in his mandate letter that he ought to cut the cost of health care. So we're probably seeing some of that. So what I imagine is going to happen is something that looks probably a lot like the budget of 2016 when we were marching on the Confederation Building. It might, in fact, be even worse than that. They're saying they're cutting. It could very well be jobs, it's going to be public services, it's going to be roads, it's going to be transportation, there's going to be an awful lot of stuff going on. We have a stellar caucus right now, and I think the work of Jim Dinn and Jordan Brown have shown that New Democrats are a strong voice in this economy, and we need to be there to make sure the values and the things that are important to everyday Newfoundlanders and Labradorians are in the Confederation Building, are included when we develop policies, and are there when we craft a future for Newfoundland and Labrador. We need to make different decisions. If we want something different to happen, we have to make different choices. So I think that we can invest in our public service. I think we can invest in our people. And I think that that will ensure that we have a solid foundation in which businesses want to come and invest here. People want to come to Newfoundland and Labrador and raise families here. And people want to stay here because this is home.
That was NDP leader Allison Coffin on BOCM shortly after the election call on Friday evening. Now, Brian, we do know there are also a few incumbents not running for re-election this time around.
Yeah, Christopher, this is one of the interesting races. Christopher Michelmore on the Northern Peninsula not running. Sheila Fitzgerald, she was the head of MNL for her term, and she is having another stab at it. She came pretty close to Michelmore the last time around. Kevin Parsons in St. John's East Extern, I still call it that, but it is Cape St. Francis, is not running this time either. And Carol Ann Haley on the Burren Peninsula is going to sit this one out. We weren't sure about Sherry Gambin Walsh in Placentia St. Mary's, but she did win the Liberal nomination, and she is going to seek re-election there.
Yeah, a lot of good races to keep an eye on. It should be an interesting and very different looking campaign this winter, but we already are seeing signs popping up all over the province.
And it was a windy day to do that on Saturday. I saw some of them going up on Saturday. It was, you know, it's like kind of moving, trying to carry a mattress in that wind. You know, phew, there she goes the sign.